All right, here we go again. Banyan's Online Hypnosis Supervision Meetings. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you all here. Both you guys who are live on the internet, ready to ask questions and all that kind of good stuff. And also you guys who are listening on CD. Glad to have you here. What we've got going today is we're going to have Kristen Schreier, our permanent hypnotherapist here, our most experienced hypnotherapist, is going to be talking about some cases she's working on. And this is going to give me the opportunity to go into them in some great depth and really talk about some of these deals that are going on. Okay, before we do, she still needs a little bit of time to get hooked up, but you know how I like to start off with answering questions. And I know that Espabad, for one, emailed a question in. Espabad, I'd like you to kind of, in your own words, if you don't mind, rephrase that question. And you probably have it handy. If you don't have it handy, just let us know, and we'll let someone else go ahead with a question. Maybe Celeste has something. Or Frank, who's a new graduate. Glad to have you on here also. Espabad, are you ready to proceed with your question?
Yeah, I'm okay, Cal. My question had to do with the role of metaphor. We were talking about past lives last week. And I guess the question is really regarding our tendency with five paths is to move forward very quickly to the time of death and to glean the whatever learnings there are from the past life and that we're carrying over into this life. I'm wondering about the value of the metaphor itself of what happened, if it is indeed a metaphor, of what happened in that person's past life. Isn't there a story, insight to be gained by not necessarily all clients, but allowing those clients who are so inclined to really like this past life type of work to just really flesh out a past life so that they can, the story of a past life for the purposes of gaining insight?
Let me ask you for a little bit more information there. What kind of insight do you anticipate a client might get from a past life that they wouldn't get by exploring the events in this life?
Well, perhaps somebody that has a relationship issue, maybe there would be a different perspective that they would have on a relationship with someone in this life because of what they perceive to be a connection in a past life.
You know, the question that you're asking is not a simple question. And let me see if I can hit some of the things. You know, every client is an individual with their own interests. And there's some things that I'd take into consideration before I would spend any time at all in a past life other than just bringing them to the end of the life and handling it like I usually do. And that was all covered in just this previous volume. For example, if I knew someone was particularly interested in past lives, I'd be inclined to spend more time there. Also, for some people, coming and seeing me is a great expense. And I would always keep that in mind. And it is my belief and my experience, and surely there's many people that would disagree with this, that I need to be as effective and as efficient with my clients' time and money as I possibly can. And I believe that so far, from my experience, I've been able to deal with everything that my client came in to see me about in this life. My belief and understanding about if there is such a thing as past lives and present lives, then guess what? We came in to this life to deal with certain issues. And I mean, that, if that's the intent, is to come into this life to deal with some things. And life seems to make an agreement with us, so to speak, that those issues will come up, that we're going to be born into a certain family or a certain environment or have certain people come into our lives so that those issues can be dealt with in this life. And as such, with age regression, we're able to hit those things, the ISE and the SSEs. Those are really life doing what it agreed to do for us. It's like when we come into an existence, it's like we have a contract with life. And life is going to keep its contract. So if I don't see how life would keep its agreement with me in this life, this existence, by leaving important issues out of this life's experience and hold them only in a previous life. So that's one thing.